really was not tested in the same fashion. So let's go over the story, at least the bare facts. It is not a pleasant chapter in Jewish history. It is a chapter that is almost, because of its embarrassment, almost purposely forgotten. We always have in our minds Jews as being heroes, going to the martyr's stake rather than converting. That is our picture as to how the Jewish people survived. That picture is correct, but it is not entirely correct. And here we're going to have a serious defection from a large proportion of Jews who should have known better and from whom we would have expected a different response. The thrust of the Christian attempt, and this was the most massive offensive that Christianity mounted in its history to convert Jews, is this century in Spain. It became an obsession almost among an obsession of the church that they were going to convert all the Spanish Jewry. And they spared no effort. At the head of this drive were apostate Jews. They were the leaders. They became so fanatic about it, they outpoped the Pope. And they were convinced somehow that they were going to be successful. I mentioned to you last week that there was a rabbi by the name of Solomon Halevi who was a very noted and learned rabbi and was a disciple of many of the great rabbis of Spain who rose to a high post, a diplomatic post in Spain. And in 1390, when he was 40 years old, he converted to Christianity together with his wife and children. And he took on the name Paulus de Bourges. And he had great ambitions for himself. In 1394, he obtained an appointment to Cardinal Pedro de Luna, who later would become Benedict XIII as Pope. Now, Benedict XIII was an anti-Pope because you had the split between the church at Avignon in France and the church in Rome. So when the French church lost the battle, so all of those popes became anti-popes. They all had bet on the wrong side. So in heaven, they had to move them down to hell. But as long as he was alive, Pedro de Luna was a very, very influential cardinal, and later he was a very influential pope. And this apostate Jew attached himself to him. And he ingratiated himself to him. And to such an extent that he became the leader of the drive to convert Spanish Jewry to Christianity. And he assured the cardinal and later the pope that he would be able to do so. Now, why wise men like the cardinals and the pope believed in such charlatans is really hard to imagine. And I don't know, I have, Judaism always treated converts with, let us say, a healthy suspicion. Because history and life experience has shown us that if you can change your mind once, you can change it twice. And why a person who